This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything that John Lynch said today when he met the media in preparation for the combine. And if you don't know what he said, we're here for you. This is all of the good, juicy, meaty stuff, all put together. Everything that John addressed, from Brock Purdy to Deebo Samuel to Dre Greenlaw to Trent Williams and more. So sit back, relax, listen to all of this. It's really, really good stuff about the 49er offseason. And it starts out with John addressing his quarterback.
We have started negotiations. We're talking. I won't go into negotiations like always is our stance. I want Brock to be our quarterback as long as we're here and beyond, and we'll leave it at that. I think the final thing, there's no guarantees that we get something done, but my experience has been when both sides are motivated, there's ample opportunity to do so, and we've been able to do that. So,
have you talked to Trent Williams recently, and is he definitely playing football this year?
Trent's playing, and he's ready. I think he's really motivated to come back, and, you know, when you're that's rarefied air that Trent lives in, and when you're a player that has experience playing at those heights, you don't want to play unless you're playing at that level. And I think that's where Trent's at, and I think we're going to see a real motivated Trent Williams to come back and have a great year, and that's a good thing for us.
How's Christian McCaffrey doing?
He's doing great. Christian's doing really well, and you know, I think was real frustrated with the way last season went, and doing everything in his possible as he did in preparation for last year. And we're hoping CMC's out there going to have a tremendous year. If he's healthy, he will have a tremendous year. That's just what he does.
Is the expectation that he'll be ready for the offseason program?
You know, I think so. I think at least parts of it. You know, we'll be judicious and follow you know, the medical folks' advice on that. But Christian's, you know, he's done a great job doing the rehab. He's tireless. If anything, you gotta say whoa to Christian. And as my friend Mike Tomlin, it's a lot better to have to say whoa than it is to say sick'em. So Christian is a whoa guy, and because he's going to do everything possible to give himself a chance.
Is there a health update on Brandon Ayuk? There was also a report from the combine that teams are poking around, interested in trading for him. Is there any interest?
Yeah, that typically happens with really good players. I remember, I think 2 years ago, you know, having similar conversations. You get calls, and you always listen to calls. And, you know, we're, you know, I think since Kyle and I've been here, we've been, you know, certainly a top five, I believe, number two cash spending team. You know, in the last 5 years, I think or 4 years, going into the fourth year, I think we're the fourth highest cash spending team. So at some point, you have to reset a little bit, or at least recalibrate. You can't just keep pressing the pedal. And I think there's some good that could come out of it. We need to get younger. You know, I think we're the oldest team in football, trying to make a run at the deal last year. And I think it's good to constantly get younger. Our draft class last year was a great move towards that. We'll have four picks in the top 100. If the comp picks happen like we see it, that's always a calculation. You know, we'll have 10 picks overall, and we're excited about adding more youth to a great core of players that we already have.
We asked you about Deebo last month, and you said you're not interested in moving on from a good player. Since then, he's requested a trade. Yeah. What's the latest with him?
You know, still not interested, Grant, but along those lines of the financial constraints and some conversations we've had with Deebo, it's something, you know, we've been forthright with that. We're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that. Don't like seeing great players, and he is a great player. He's, you know, I think often one of my favorite draft picks in my time. This guy's just a he makes plays, and he makes game-changing plays. And, you know, everything's good, you know, but like at some point, time happens. And he asked for that. We don't always, you know, there's contracts and things, but, you know, it probably makes sense. So we're at least allowing him to look, and we're having conversations. We'll see where that goes.
Is this the week that you expect to start getting maybe a little bit more clarity on Greenlaw, Hufanga, just through conversations as to whether or not you might be able to bring them back?
Yeah, those guys are fantastic players. Of course, we have interest in bringing them back, and, you know, we'll work our tails off to try to make that happen. Whether it does, can't tell you that, but I think in the near future here, you know, things are kicking off. So, yeah, you know, we've been in contact with them and their representatives. We'll continue to be.
What's the challenging part of a situation like Debo's, where it's a good player to request a trade? What's the most challenging aspect of a situation like that?
Love. You know, there's a lot of love there. There's a lot of respect there. There's a lot of shared experiences. So to let that go, that's difficult. But like I said, time happens, and, you know, if it makes sense for both sides, you at least give it a chance, and so that's where we're at.
Did he explain why he wanted a fresh start?
Yeah, but I'm not. Those are personal conversations, and like I said, everybody's on good terms. And, you know, hopefully, we find a great place. Then we'll have to make a decision if we don't. But there's, like I could say, there's been a lot of interest around the league.
Is there a scenario where he actually does come back?
There's always a scenario. I've learned that as well. Yeah.
You mentioned the possibility of bringing back Jabal Hargrave. Is that still a possibility in your eyes? And do you view offensive tackle as a priority this offseason?
It is, but I would tell you, I think the D tackle market's going to be, I mean, those guys. It's a premium position, and they typically do well. And even Javon, who's coming off the tricep, you know, I think he's well on his way to being healthy. And I think it'd be a robust market, but we'll see. And we've had good discussions with Javon. You know, when we kind of talked about the transaction we were going to make, that, yeah, we'd be interested in a scenario where he comes back, and hopefully we can be involved in that. We'll see.
Hey, John, you mentioned prospects that are good players but maybe have more developmental upside versus an attack prospect that can come in right away. With the quarterback potentially having a big number going forward, does that kind of influence how you see those two and which you might lean more toward?
One more time, we're on that question.
Yeah, like, you know, you mentioned the players that are good players but have a more developmental upside.
Yes.
Versus impact players that you might draft.
Yeah.
What about having a big number? Does that maybe influence, you know, how you see that, which way you go more because of that?
Yeah, you know, the one thing I've learned in this deal is everything is tied to everything, particularly when you're talking about a position like the quarterback position and the effect it has on your entire team. Now, they can lift your entire team, but it can affect your entire team. And you know, we'll see where that goes. But, you know, our intention is to have a really good team around him, whatever that entails. But it does have an impact, to say the least.